right, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, be thinking about what your crazy Facebook Marketplace story is. I know, Kelly, you're a big fan of Marketplace. You've bought and sold before.
I have been duped.
Facebook Marketplace, basically like Craigslist with filters, right?
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to, you know, because there's a Facebook profile, you're supposed to, like, know who you're dealing with. Makes it a little bit better, right?
Unless they're fakes.
Uh-huh.
This Setting the Bar story is out of Indiana. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to buy a car with fake money or accepting money that's clearly fake for the car, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Both sides bad.
Yeah, Nathan.
Nathan was the buyer or seller.
Nathan was buying a Chrysler 300 car.
Yes.
$1,500.
Recently, I have been trolling Facebook. There's a ton of cars on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Well, Nathan found one he wanted. The seller was like, hey, it's going to need some work. That's why it's low price.
Sounds honest.
That's why it's only $1,500.
Got it.
Going to need some work.
Okay.
Right? In fact, Nathan was like, hey, I'm going to have to probably tow it to even get it fixed.
Okay.
But $1,500 seems reasonable.
That's a good bargain. I'll have money left over to fix it up.
I'll fix it up. It'll be just Jim Dandy.
Great in theory.
Yes. So Nathan of Indiana goes with a stack of bills. $1,500 there in the envelope. Says, here you go. Transaction made. Should go without saying that those bills should be real currency.
Yeah.
And not include propmoney.com printed all over.
Prop money is printed on there?
On every single bill.
And we didn't notice that?
And the seller says it was dark, it was early, he couldn't see the cash really well to realize he'd been handed an envelope full of worthless paper.
We bring a flashlight.
And I'm sure when you touch the bills, it doesn't feel like U.S. currency.
Probably feels different.
Because U.S. currency definitely has a feel to it.
Yes, you know what real money feels like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nathan has been arrested on a bunch of charges.
Oh, Nathan!
But, you know, the seller was like, everything seemed fine. But apparently Nathan was talking to him via a burner account.
Oh!
So.
Sure. Okay, so here's the thing. So did the seller get the A, the car back, or B, get paid back?
The news story didn't say. So I'm assuming.
Tragic.
Maybe, because Nathan has been
apprehended
and charged, so I'd assume that stuff is getting worked out, if not already.
Tow the car back.
Yeah. But
bless his heart.
I know, Kelly, you've had some crazy Facebook Marketplace. Kelly is a sucker for a good Facebook Marketplace deal.
Listen, I've had, by and large, very good experiences buying and selling on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of, like, you know, there's a school group where we, you know, Sell to other parents. Like, yes.
That seems legit.
And then there was the one time that I spent $400 on patio furniture I didn't get.
Oh.
That was how I learned not to pay with Zelle. Because you voluntarily send them money, so they can't get it back for you.
Right, and you're like, here, I'll give you the money up front. Here you go.
Even if it's fraudulent, they once you send it voluntarily, they don't go get it back again for you.
Mm. Mm.
And turns out there was a ring going on. Like there, once we did a deep dive, they're using the same pictures, same write-up, different people.
Yeah.
And of course, they use a lot of females with nice family pictures as the profile picture makes it look like
sure.
So honest. Here's the telltale signs. If you click on it and they just created the profile and there's no other listings,
could be a red flag.
Maybe stay clear of that. Maybe report that. We started going on for like a couple of weeks after that. We were so mad. We started launching a sting operation and we were just trolling for similar ads like
down.
That. Yeah. And there's a ton of them out there. Yeah. And then we had a police officer friend. He's just like, that's going on a lot. We've got a file opened. I'm like, all right. They probably didn't find anybody.
That's promising.
These people have gotten really good about setting up these fake accounts, and then they can just disappear.
Well, there's that. Nathan was trying to do that.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's your setting the bar, so if you can manage to make it through the day without buying a car with fake money.
Yeah.
Or better yet, accepting the fake money. Yep. Money that's clearly fake.
Yeah.
Then you're doing okay. But oh, I would love to hear, because Kelly's got just a vault of stories.
Well, yeah, I can't be the only sucker that's been had.
What's your crazy Facebook marketplace story? That's what I want to know. All right. And we'll get into some of those coming up next.